From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Chinese authorities have ordered an immediate evacuation near the site of the massive fire and explosion that devastated an industrial neighborhood in the port city of Tianjin. The Beijing News today said all people within a 3-kilometer radius of the warehouse site are being forcibly evacuated from the area because of possible chemical contamination. Death toll from Wednesday's explosion has risen to 85. Secretary of State John Kerry says a new U.S.-Cuban committee will begin talks next month on the full normalization of bilateral ties, building on Friday's historic ceremony in which the American flag was raised above the U.S. Embassy in Havana for the first time in more than 54 years. At a joint news conference with Cuban Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez, Mr. Kerry spoke with reporters.
The policies of the past have not led to a democratic transition in Cuba. It would be equally unrealistic to expect normalizing relations to have, in a short term, a transformational impact.
Some U.S. lawmakers oppose normalizing relations with Cuba and want to keep a long-standing embargo against Havana, something opposed by Mr. Kerry and President Obama. Talks to end South Sudan's conflict appeared in jeopardy on Friday as President Salva Kiir canceled a planned trip to the site of the talks in Ethiopia and the government recalled its negotiating team. Officials want to determine whether there is a split in the rebel camp. Two rebel generals announced this week they are no longer allied with rebel leader Riek Machar and are setting up their own movement. South Sudan's civil war erupted in December of 2013. This is VOA News. The Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons says it's ready to pursue claims that Islamic State fighters used mustard gas against Kurdish forces in northern Iraq. Militants are accused of using the chemical earlier in the week in the town of Makmur. That's not far from Erbil. Mustard gas banned by international agreements. And the Iraqi government this week promised sweeping reforms to fight corruption, which activists say is heart of the country's security crisis. VOA's Heather Murdoch has details.
For weeks, protesters in Iraq sweltered through temperatures, sometimes in the 50s, demanding electricity. Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi then promised widespread reforms and began firing high-level officials whom he deemed corrupt. Carnegie Middle East Center scholar Renaud Mansour says anti-corruption reforms could also help Iraq fight Islamic State by centralizing security forces.
This is a way for him to say that we need to begin to institutionalize the security sector away from what's happening now in Iraq, which is the state essentially being at the behest of different paramilitary groups.
The self-proclaimed Islamic State has controlled large portions of Iraq and Syria for over a year, despite a U.S.-led coalition fighting the group. Heather Murdoch, VOA News, Cairo.
Eurozone finance ministers have approved the first $29 billion payment of a $93 billion bailout for Greece after the Greek parliament approved the package Friday. Eurogroup chairman Yoren Dijsselbloem says the bailout agreement with Athens can be impactful.
And if implemented with determination, of course it always boils down to determination, it will allow the Greek economy to return to sustainable growth.
Greece needs the money from its international creditors by August the 20th when it must repay about $3.5 billion in debt to the European Central Bank. North Korea today threatened all-out military action after South Korea restarted propaganda broadcast via loudspeakers near the country's tense border. Seoul resumed the broadcast for the first time in over a decade in response to a landmine incident last week that wounded two soldiers on the South Korean side of the demilitarized zone. Pyongyang, which has rejected Seoul's accusations, say it planted the mines. Today, the broadcast amounted to a declaration of war. Failure to immediately stop the broadcast will result in all-out military action of justice to blow up all means of anti-North Korean psychological warfare, that according to a statement by the North's military. You can get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.